How does a happy-go-lucky Indiana farm girl turn into a self-described schizophrenic mass of inner conflicts? That's the question raised by retired Purdue University professor Mary Ellen Stepanek, who was taught as a youngster to be silent and spent her lifetime finding her voice. She tells her story in a new memoir that describes her four marriages and the salvation she found in group singing. WFIU's Adam Schwartz spoke with Stepanek, author of D is for Dysfunctional and Doo-Wop.
A signal event in Mary Ellen Stepanek's life took place on her first day at school. A bright, inquisitive girl, she was so vocal that her teacher taped her mouth to keep her quiet.
When your mouth is scotch tape shut and your teacher says, "Now, be quiet," that has an effect on a six-year-old. You know, there was that saying, children should be seen and not heard. And so that statement was reinforced throughout my schooling and by my parents, that I was told to just do what I was told and say nothing. Unfortunately, there is in me a streak of rebellion. I just could not be content with keeping my mouth shut.
Growing up, what was the one thing you wanted most?
I wanted to be a professional singer. I really thought that that was the life for me because it would get me out of small-town America, get me out of the constraints that I felt growing up. I always say that the defining moment that changed the direction in my life occurred when I was 21. I was one of the finalists in the Chicago Sun-Times Harvest Moon Festival contest for singers. It was kind of like the American Idol of that time. And I was called by a band director, band leader, who offered me a job singing with his band. I thought that was the opportunity to become the professional singer and performer that I knew I could do. I called my mother to tell her about it, and she shot me down. She said, "No, you absolutely cannot do that. You don't realize the kind of things that musicians will do to you, the kind of life that you will get into." And like a fool, I listened to her, and I turned down the job.
It took you many years to finally find your voice, didn't it?
Yes, it did. And fortunately, music came into my life, and it was through music that I was able to express myself.
And that's been mostly through barbershop quartet singing,
exactly.
Right?
Exactly, yes.
Sweet Adelines.
I found Sweet Adelines when I was maybe almost 30.
Now when the sun beats down, runs the tar upon the roof.
And it has been a very significant part of my life. I have been in choruses. I have directed choruses. I've been in quartets. I've won contests, international contests with chorus. It has given me an experience that I had always dreamed for myself, but not able to find a career in music because, again, of the programming that I received that said, "No, that's not a decent occupation for a young woman." Mm-hmm. From Indiana.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a dream. Boom, 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 boom. Make him the cutest that I've ever seen. Boom, boom, boom,
boom. In your book, you describe your four marriages. You finally met Mr. Wright, your fourth
mm-hmm.
husband. What did those marriages teach you?
Well, I'll tell you. What I learned overall was something that I finally did, and that was to be upfront and honest about my needs and desires and wants, and to be accepting of another person's needs and wants, to be willing to listen to that and work out basically a compromise. I will do everything I can for you. You will do everything you can for me to make this work.
Doomba, 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 doomba. Why do fools fall in love?
All of the chapters in your book are song titles.
Yes. I think I chose song titles because they so beautifully reflect moments in time. We joke amongst the elderly people that I know, you know, we start to lose a little bit of memory, And we might forget what we had for breakfast, but I can sing the lyrics of every song written in 1940.
I've been speaking with Mary Ellen Stepanek, author of D is for Dysfunctional and Doo-Wop. For WFIU Arts, I'm Adam Schwartz.
Learn more about the Sweet Adelines on our website, wfiu.org/arts.